He couldn't help but smile at the sight of his name stenciled across the glass. He'd hired a man to paint it on the same day he signed the lease and collected his keys from the landlord. It didn't even matter that he'd had to have the door guy come back a week later to put the office phone number on, since his service hadn't been set up the first time around. Just seeing it had made the mess of the previous few months worth it. "Cochran Investigations," he read. To him, it sounded like something out of a movie. He reached for his keys and paused when he noticed movement inside the office. Rolling his eyes, he opened the unlocked door and stuck his foot out to keep it from closing again as he muscled the dolly into the reception area. Once he felt it was far enough in that the door wouldn't shatter against the metal shelf the boxes rested on, he pulled his foot in and removed his cigarette, trying and failing to ignore the ash that fell to his fresh carpet. "No, really," he said. "I've got it. Don't trouble yourself or anything." His assistant, Alexis, stood barefoot at a table along the side of the room, stirring powdered creamer into her coffee. She looked over at him, her hands still moving the little plastic straw around, glanced briefly at the boxes, and then shrugged.
"I can see that," she said. "Want me to jump up and down and tell you what a good job you did or something?"
He stared at her, shaking his head. A smile twitched the corners of her mouth up for an instant, there and gone again, before he could be sure what he'd seen. She was messing with him. It was what she did, and no matter how much he tried at times, he couldn't seem to get angry with her over it. He turned and moved the dolly so it was no longer blocking the doorway. "I hate you, you know that?"
"You say it every day."
He started unstacking the boxes so he could stick the dolly back in the storage closet before he began sorting their contents. "What are you even doing here?" he asked. "You know I can't pay you until somebody pays me."
"What else am I going to do?" she countered. "Sit at home and watch the fake judge shows?"
"They're real," he said, stretching and feeling his vertebra snapping back into place. "They've all got law licenses and were appointed at some time or another."
"Yeah, whatever," she said, turning to lean against the table. "I've been to court. It's boring as hell. Those people are just trying to bring as much drama into a courtroom as they can so their ratings go up. At least Springer was honest about what he was doing. Those frauds just want to yell at someone while that person is in no position to fight back, unless they want to lose lots of money."
"Well, you're overstating it, but you're not wrong." He joined her at the table and began preparing his own cup of coffee. "And don't you ever wear real clothes?" She looked down at her heavy metal band t-shirt and cut off blue jean shorts.
"What? I'm wearing real clothes?"
She pulled a strap from the sleeve of her shirt and gave him a petulant look.
"Even wore a bra today."
"You're not freezing?"
"Nope," she said. "Just you. I hear the blood thins as someone gets older. Makes their body temperature more susceptible to the weather changes."
"Well, that must be it then," he replied, before dropping his cigarette butt into her coffee. He turned and walked through an open door into the small office they shared.
"Asshole," she called after him.
"Bitch," he called back. He pulled the half-empty pack of Marlboros out of his pocket and tossed it onto the desk in the center of the room, before collapsing into the chair behind it and stretching out, hands behind his head. He smiled as he heard Alexis muttering curses while she cleaned out her mug and prepared another cup. Finally, she joined him in the room, flipping him the bird as she went to her own desk just inside the door and sat down, propping her feet up on it.
"Any calls today?"
he asked, the playful banter over for now. She shook her head and took a sip of her coffee.
"Just someone telling us that your Google business listing had not been updated in 2 years, but they had a special offer if you wanted to do it now."
He sighed and dug his palms into his eyes.
"Damn it all, how the hell do we get clients to come in here? I'd settle for one, even just a simple background check, anything."
"You mean that?"
she asked, her tone suddenly full of mock sweetness.
"Anything?"
He lowered his hands and stared at her, his eyes narrowing.
"Maybe. What aren't you telling me?"
"I might have a client for us," she said, smiling over her mug. Actually, clients, plural.
He sat up straighter. I'm listening.